for documentation. So the reason, what's your first name?
Mark.
Mark, I'm James. This is my wife. Okay. Debbie?
Yeah.
So you want to say it again? The reason you're an Anabaptist is what? By the way, I want to give you a gospel card.
Because I was born an Anabaptist. I'm an Anabaptist Christian.
Okay. What if a Mormon's born a Mormon?
Well, he needs to repent and turn to the Lord.
Okay, why?
Because we're all sinners.
Be a Mormon?
Well, he can be a Mormon by birth, but he has to leave the Mormon religion.
Why?
Because it's false.
Why?
Well, they don't look to Jesus for their salvation.
Okay, so you're right about the Mormon. So a man can't be a Mormon and continue on. So he has to repent and leave that man-made faith, right? So what if I show you that the Anabaptists keep false man-made ways? Will you be willing to repent and leave that, just like you're telling the Mormon? Because see, be careful. You're going to tell a Mormon to leave their false ways. The Anabaptists don't leave their false ways. Let me throw some at you. The gospel. All right, you guys don't preach Christ crucified. Now, you're going to tell me, well, we believe in the shed blood of Jesus. You don't preach it as Paul preached it. You don't go out into the world and proclaim it. You don't even live by it. It's nowhere on the website that I can see on any Anabaptist sites. If it is, show me where. I don't see any fervor to go and do what the Lord called us to do, to preach the gospel. Most of you, I'll keep this, lock this on for you. Most of you have the fruit of being spiritually dead. Look at this. You're the only one that's come up to me. I've been here 5-6 times. They usually call the police on me. I'm waiting for the police to show up. I want to witness to them too as I continue to preach. Here's the thing. Don't be a hypocrite. If you call the Mormons out, if you call the Catholics out, the Lutherans out, you need to be called out of your sins, the false gospel. How about Christmas and pagan Easter, Resurrection Sunday that's coming up? Do you know those are Roman Catholic holidays?
Well, I think there's Anabaptist Christians, there's Anabaptist non-Christians.
Okay. Well, but do you practice Christmas and Easter and Good Friday?
Observe Christmas and I rejoice that Christ, Jesus Christ,
so these are false pagan holidays, and God said, don't do what I didn't tell you to do. In the Old Testament, he fried two men into charcoal briquettes because they brought strange fire. Good Friday to Sunday morning, I like to tell people, do you know it's a lie? If you practice that, you keep it, it's a lie. Did you know Sunday resurrection's a lie? Jesus didn't resurrect on Sunday.
Well, I'm thankful he resurrected. Whenever he resurrected, I rejoice in that he resurrected.
But why do you rejoice?
Because without the resurrection, there's no life.
So do you believe you're born of him?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're born of him, you rejoice. And is he the truth?
Absolutely.
Should you walk in all truth?
I'm trying to by the grace of God.
Then I'm telling you need to repent of Resurrection Sunday. He died Wednesday and he rose again Saturday because he's our Sabbath rest. I got articles on all this on my website. Okay, you're keeping Roman Catholic pagan ways. Sunday is not the Lord's day. You can gather any day of the week you want. I'm not a Sabbatarian, but Sunday's not the Lord's day. That's another Roman Catholic holiday. The Bible never teaches that anywhere. They replaced the Saturday Sabbath with Sunday. The Sabbath is now Jesus Christ. We rest in him every day. But here's the point, hypocrisy. Because you guys, the Anabaptists in general, will point out certain sins. Ready? They'll point out non-resistance. They'll point out divorce and remarriage. They'll point out pet sins. Do you know there are sins that the Anabaptists won't touch, like the pagan holidays? How about this sin they won't touch? Gluttony. You know, the Bible says gluttony's a sin. A lot of Anabaptists are gluttons. I'm not being mean-spirited. I'm just telling you the truth. When you eat so much and you're overweight, you're a glutton. Do you Anabaptists call that out like you call out all the other sins? Hypocrisy. Jesus hated hypocrisy. Matthew 23, go read it 7-8 times. Hypocrites, hypocrites, hypocrites. And the Anabaptists don't love, because I've been here many times and no one's called me to say, let's sit down, let's go to the scriptures. You're very wrong, man. And if I'm wrong, show me where I'm wrong. And if you're wrong, will you repent? Do you know, out of the 15 years I've been doing ministry, I've witnessed to thousands of Anabaptists. Do you know how many I can tell you have gone to the Bible and tested all things and repented of the things they know are unbiblical, that they can't defend, like Christmas, Easter, false gospels, worldliness, unbiblical dress, gluttony? A handful. I'm going to say like 5 people. 5 people I know that have come out of the Anabaptist faith out of thousands. Why is it? Because Jesus said in Matthew 10, you must lose your life to find it. Very few Anabaptists are willing to lose this Anabaptist life, because it's a net. It's a community. It's a fellowship. That's idolatry. You're not supposed to idolize those type of things. You're supposed to walk in spirit and truth and keep the commandments of God. So if you would look up don'tperish.com for free, it's on that gospel card. There's a bunch of them on the gospel card that show you why you're keeping a bunch of false ways and sin that you have to repent of. So don't you dare tell the Mormon he's got to repent, or the Lutheran or the evangelical, till you repent. Didn't Jesus say in Matthew 7, get thy plank out of thy eye, then help someone else with their splinter?
Well, that's definitely a challenge. I want to walk humbly before the Lord.
Then you need to definitely repent. And if you contact me, I'd love to help you, Bible study with you, help you walk in the truth. Absolutely. Test yourself, sir. We love you. Okay.